what's up, poop?
The mug? Yeah. I give it to my mom, dog.
What'd you say?
Well, gracias.
Guest podcast.
She thought it was an internet radio show, dude. Which it is, but it is. She just didn't know the word podcast. She probably never said it ever.
What's your caller ID, bro? What number? Yeah, bro, we're like 90.2 KFYZ. What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? What's up, fool podcast? All right, man, with Rodrigo Torres, step out to the plate.
Yeah,
the
man.
Mic.
What's cracking, fool?
What's up, fool? Man, did you know, man, that...
Tell me, dog.
If you go to the FelipeWorld.com webpage, we have an Amazon search page. And right there, man, even for you, man, if you ever want to buy a pair of shoes, a pair of tennis shoes...
Just go through there.
Go to our webpage. Like, don't go to Amazon.com directly. Go to our webpage, you know, FelipeWorld.com, and search everything you need to search on our search window. We have an Amazon search window on FelipeWorld.com. And we get a little commission, you know, if you, not a lot.
The traffic.
So far, we made $8.
Hell yeah. Some dude hit me up on Twitter and I didn't know what was up. So I hit up the manager and she just told me, hit him up that way, dude. But hell yeah, dude, that's fucking sweet.
Hell yeah, man. A shout out, bro, to our second biggest city listeners, Buenos Aires in Argentina.
Argentina, dog.
If you're in Argentina right now and you listen to our podcast, what's up, man? Give us a shout out. Let us know where you're at, how you found us. Please call us. We have a phone number.
El podcast.
Let us know, man. Buenos Aires, Argentina, our second after Los Angeles, man, for about a whole month.
Are you serious? Hell yeah. Argentina's a shit, dog.
There must be one guy listening to the podcast over and over on replay. Shout out to Priscilla in Chula Vista and on Twitter at Canelita69J. Oh, whoa, man. This lady, happened, man, dog? She wrote this crazy-ass story, man. When I was, remember when I posted that photo of me, at the black and white photo on Instagram, how I was messing around and I thought about going back to throwing my keys in the lake and getting all fucked up.
Creeping.
Yeah, this lady called in and she was a recovering addict and she had this crazy story, man, how her daughter sold her out to one of those party crews. Her sister sold her out. Yeah, how her sister sold her out to one of these party crews, bro.
Like, just boom here.
And they gave her one of those date rape pills and the shit. And shit got down, and she's a recovering addict now. And she said that she listens to our podcast. It makes her laugh, and it makes her, like, her recovery better.
Oh, yeah, with that picture you posted?
Yeah. Priscilla, shout out, mija!
Yeah, man. And homeboy hit you up, too, dude, that where we went on Tuesday about that pill. Was that really you?
Which one?
That dude, Richard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
He told us about that.
This last Monday, we went to go watch the Angels game at the Pepsi VIP Suites.
Platinum Suites.
With Richard Montañez, the guy from the who invented the Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Hell yeah.
So, man, it was Coke, so my bad. There was Pepsi everywhere, man. There was Pepsi everywhere. And a bunch of people showed up. You know, they were shy. They didn't want to talk. People showed up there. We didn't want to see there,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, man. We just say that the G stands for garbage, according to Joy Medina. Anyways. So,
moving along.
Moving along, man. We saw the Angels play the White Sox. The Angels won. We don't know what score, man. We were just tripping out where we were.
Hell yeah.
VIP, man. It's crazy. Like, we ordered food, and it came, you know. But then they brought this dessert cart. And this dessert cart had everything, man. They had big old... oatmeal cookies with whipped cream in the middle. Fat ones, man. Not the little ones, man. Fat ones. Not the little Betty's ones, whatever they're called.
Susie Q's?
Susie Q's. Little Debbie's ones. It was big, dude.
Hell yeah. Monstrous, dog.
They had horchata shots. And then the little shot was chocolate. How was it?
It was bomb, fool. Then you eat the little chocolate cup, dog. It was tight. You know what's bad, though, dude? The caramelized apples, dog.
That what you got?
Hell yeah, dog. That shit was good, fool. It was big, dog.
Yeah, I took Miklo, that big-ass cookie. He was all happy.
Hell yeah, dude. That should look good, too. But I was like, fuck, I can't overdo it.
Dude. A lot of good stuff, huh?
A grip of good-ass shit. Mean-ass brownies, dude. That chocolate mousse and the cheesecake mousse. All types of bomb-ass shit, dog.
Then they had like a brownie that was like regular color, right? It wasn't black, like a regular brownie.
It had like the cookie stuff in there, yeah. Chocolate chips, and then like little swirl white things. Probably marshmallows or something.
Yeah, man. Enough with that, man. Okay, man? Chocolate brownies should be black. That's it. Brownies. If it's not black, it's not a brownie. It's a beigey.
A beige.
Huh? They call them. They didn't call them blondies. Blondies.
Who wants was a chick?
What's up so with? You know, I'm getting really offended, man. Wait a minute, with man. Before we get offended. What's up with Utah, bro?
Nothing, dog.
That fun in Utah?
Utah.
Oh, you didn't go, right? My bad.
Boy, I was in Pasadena, dog.
How was your show, dog?
It was my bad. I was going to say, Utah was all right. I love that place, you know? What a hell of a town.
With Marcella, bro. That's with a skinny Samoan. It was crazy, bro. Utah, man. The home of meth. I was in Meth Valley, actually West Valley, and I got a big laugh. And man.
It's not too Mormon over there?
You can always, we still have a lot of shady hotels. No, most of the hotels we stay are okay, are good, but sometimes shady fools show up. Huh? People who lose their homes or get kicked out of their apartments. And you know they got kicked out because they're walking down the hall barefoot at 2 in the morning.
Ugh, dude.
Creeping people out.
They're closing their car, huh?
Yeah.
Doing laundry and shit. The show's good out there, though? You guys tore it up?
It was good, man. A lot of people showed up. It was fun. A lot of Mormons, a lot of Mexican Mormons, man.
Really?
Mamones, no.
Mamones?
Yeah, they were good, man. A lot of podcast listeners, man.
Yeah, you were rocking the shirt. Everybody was hitting me up on Twitter, fool.
Bro, I didn't even change shirts. I wore that shirt from the moment we shot that podcast all the way to Sunday.
Are you serious? Hell yeah. I love doing shit like that. All my pants too.
But it was comfortable. If I get a comfortable shirt, I'm not taking that fool off.
Dude, I got like 7 shirts that fit me perfect, dog.
I can smell them. No, if I get a comfortable pair of pants, like a jeans, like the ones I'm wearing right now, these are the jeans that I wore in Utah, bro. I haven't washed them, but right now they feel like sweats, you know? They feel
They're
good.
Perfect fit, dog.
Perfect, man.
They mold to your body, you know?
When they came out of the drive, they look like skinny jeans. They look like a fat mariachi, bro.
Yeah, man. But the Pasadena show at the Ice House was cool, dog.
Chepo showed up?
Oh,
what happened, dog?
Well, my dude, it's how oblivious this fool is. I'm trying to speed through podcasts and just listen to what we're talking about him. But people were walking up to him going, hey, man, I came to see you. And that fool was looking around going, he didn't even know what to say. Well, thank you, man. And then that fool that was shaking his hand looks over at me and just starts laughing, dog. He didn't even get it, dog. It was like 3 or 4 fools doing that shit to that fool, like grabbing his shoulders, man. You're great, man. We're here for you.
Crazy, huh?
He started blushing, dog. Didn't even know, dog.
That's crazy, man. So what's cool. up, fool shit? What's up, fool podcast right here with Rodrigo Torres. Man, we're still doing Brea Improv this week.
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking shit's crazy.
3 shows already sold out.
Okay.
So, man, there's no more tickets, man, for the Saturday show. It's sold out. The second show on Friday is sold out in Brea. There's only tickets for the 7:30 show on Friday and the 7 o'clock show on Sunday and the 8 o'clock show this Thursday, which is this Thursday. Well, anyway, you won't hear about this because Thursday's gone already, man. This show will be on Friday. So hopefully, man, that show will be sold out too. And we'll see you guys on Sunday, Playboys.
With the whole crew, huh?
So how many people showed up to your show?
Dude, it was like 70 people total.
70. Last week it was 65.
Yeah.
It's a little so they all paid?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, dog.
No freebies here, bro.
That's why they were all like, you know, they were going, hey, man, it's nice you do the shows that way. I'm like, hey, man, we're fucking trying, dog. You know what I mean? Promote the podcast, the fucking fools that were on the podcast. Everybody had fun. Said it was a fucking killer show. And Periscope, my set was tight, dog. Mondo hosting.
Oh, you Periscope your set?
Yeah, fuck it, dog.
How was it?
It was good, dog. The only thing is the retention on the Periscope sometimes, you know? And everybody talking shit. Hey, man, the sound's messed up. I'm going to listen, motherfucker. Come to the show next time. I'm in Boca Raton.
A lot of crazy fools look for the Yeah Man shirt.
Oh, hell yeah. We already got fucking 4 orders through Twitter, dog.
That's tight, dog.
All the way from Texas to, I think, Denver, too.
Making deliveries, huh?
Yeah, man. Sending packages, you know what I'm saying?
How about you signing up for an internet?
$15 plus.
You're going to lose out, dog.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck it.
You're not going to lose out.
I'm doing it.
Sell whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And then, yeah, dude, so it's cool. The movement has started, dog. Thanks, dog.
Yeah, man. Yeah. What's up, fool? Look at chilling, that. We're Periscoping fool. Right now. We're doing the podcast. We're going to take calls from crazy fools right now.
What's happening, everybody?
The number right now is 323-282-7424. 7424, people. We're just doing it right here. What's up? Yeah. Fool, we're doing the podcast and the Periscope right here, doing it all, man. We don't care, man.
Hell no.
You know, I'm getting really, really offended that nobody's pretending to be Mexican for scholarships. I mean, everybody's trying to be black. They call that guy Sean King now. You know, they found he took an Oprah Winfrey. He took an Oprah Winfrey scholarship, bro.
Are you serious?
Yes. And he started the Black Lives Matter movement, and he's not even. They talked to his father. His father's some trailer trash fools.
So he's not even a black.
Hell no.
Did he nappy hair or nothing?
Nothing, bro.
God damn, dude. What's up with Oprah, dog? She's slipping, fool.
I don't know, man. I'm just getting offended, man, that nobody tries to be Mexican, man, to get scholarships.
It's time to start.
I'm getting offended that Mexicans don't try to get scholarships.
You know how Mexicans are on the DLs, dog. You know, you don't be liking all those props and those glitz and glamour, dog.
Yeah, one day, man, Mexicans were going to be so on top that there are going to be a lot of fools pretending to be Mexican. What's up?
Alberto.
Oh, what's up, fool? We're going to be talking about the Straight Outta Compton, huh? All right, man, Periscope, 282.
Hey.
Keep shining.
All right. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Who's this?
This is Freddy Correa.
What's up, Freddy? Freddy Correa from Las Vegas. Check out Freddy Correa's podcast, man.
Thanks for the invite.
Thanks for the invite.
Oh, shit.
What's up, dog?
Plug, bro.
I wonder how many people, man. That sounds like something a comedian would say, like, when you're not invited, hey, bro, thanks for the invite, dog.
Hey, you kicked everybody out of your house, dog. What are you talking about? There's no more invites.
What's up, Freddie, man? What you think about that fool Sean King, man, pretending to be black to get those scholarships?
Damn, bro. So he's pretending to be black?
Yeah.
He's like that chick that was pretending to be black in the, and she was the representative of the
NAACP?
Black. Yeah, yeah, that's crazy, man. So there's like a bunch of people coming up like trans, what do you call it?
Transracial now.
Transracial, right?
Transracial, yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm waiting for the first guy to come on and say he pretend to be Chinese. It's going to be hard, man, because you got to fucking take a math test.
We're going to fail miserably. Hey, bro, no calculate. What up, dog?
Didn't we see that growing up, though? You would always have a homie that acted like he was black and he was Mexican, or a white guy that acted like he was Mexican.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man. Pedro, dog.
We had a dude growing up. Actually, when I had Heaven here, Juan Carlos Munoz, he said he reminded me of a guy that we knew that was Mexican, bro, and he would pretend to be black. Like he would wear the do-rag, the tight one, and then he'll have Jerry Curl, bro, and he'll date only black women. Like, and he'll only date black women. He'll be at the, like, if he was still around, he'll be at all the Fat Tuesday shows.
There's that one movie that, back in the day.
And Michael Collier one time bagged on his ass at Venice Beach. He was just standing there, man, trying to be black. And he goes, man, what's up with you, man? What are you fucking it all up for fucking real black people? You know, man, no brother here can get a fucking Jerry Curl that straight.
Shit,
no,
dog.
Man, you know what's the worst, though? I think the worst is when you got, like, a Latino trying to act, like, hella white. And be like, yeah, kick them fucking illegals out and shit like that, man.
Oh, that's fucking horrible, dog. Remember we were talking about Homeboy's joke? George Lopez's joke about getting pulled over by a Mexican cop?
It's worse.
Yeah, because it'll be like, they're Mexican and I used to be. They're dicks, dude.
So what's up, who you thought Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah, bro, that movie was dope, dog.
Hell yeah, that shit was beautiful, dog.
That's what I mean. You want to buy a 40-ouncer, huh?
Fuck yeah, man. Dude, I went in there to a theater that sells beer. I was like, fuck that. I'm just going to sink in my own fucking 40-ounce.
So they sell beer all over in Vegas, huh?
Yeah, they sell beer out here.
Were there like tight security at the movie theater?
Nah, they don't even have security, bro. Everything's chill. You would think it would get crazy and shit, but nah, everything's cool. They got those theaters out here with the recliner chairs and all that shit.
Fuck, dude, big time, dog. What's your favorite part of the movie, dude?
My favorite part of the movie was
when they show that girl's crotch, huh? What, the swimming pool?
In the BZE's pool party?
Yeah, man.
You know what? I was surprised, spoiler alert, when they showed Tupac.
What?
He was surprised when they showed Tupac, fool.
I was surprised too, man. Yeah. I was surprised when that guy was Snoop Dogg.
That one was like a little weird looking.
I was like, that's the shortest Snoop Dogg I ever seen.
He looked like corrupt, fool.
Actually, Suge Knight looked short too.
Oh, dude. Wasn't Suge Knight hella short though?
Yeah, man. But he looked, or that, or maybe Dre was too tall to play Suge Knight. Or maybe, I don't know.
Dre.
That's true. Hey, but Ice Cube hella looked like his dad, huh? That was like, I kept thinking, shit, that is Ice Cube, you know?
Hell yeah, fool, that's his son, dog. That's Junior.
Hell yeah, man. The whole time I was watching Eazy-E, I said, damn, Scruncho could have played this. All right, fool. Yeah, thanks for calling,
bro,
dog.
I love you guys' podcast, man. Thank you.
Check
guys
out Freddie Carrillo's podcast, man.
Hell yeah, dog.
Thanks for the invite. Actually, if you want, when you link to our podcast and it says other podcasts, you should listen. Your show's up. So
hell yeah.
I don't know how you got here, dog, but yeah.
Reno's finest, dog.
I don't know how you got there, bro. But thank you for writing the reviews.
Hell yeah, dude. Thank you very much, brother. Keep shining, dog.
Fuck yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right, Frug. Bring us some Ronald Donuts next time you're in LA. 2 boxes, please.
Fuck yeah. Hey, I might go next week, dog. You guys going to be there next week?
Rodrigo, so. Will.
Yeah,
hell yeah, we will. All right, fool. Hook is up. Tell Edwin to straighten out the finger with a hammer, bro.
Yes, man.
All right. Thanks, dog.
Later.
Another one? What's up, fool? Who is this?
What's happening, fool? This is Frank in San Diego.
What's up, Frank? He's back, cocksuckers.
You know what I'm saying?
Just checking in on you.
What's up, Frank? Did you see on Straight Outta Compton? Chale.
I haven't seen it yet, brother, but I didn't.
Did you grow up in the 80s? Did you grow up and when that all that shit was going down when the album came out? Yo, you were a little kid.
Bro, I got in so much trouble listening to that Easy Does It album all summer long, playing Nintendo, listening to that album. I got in so much trouble.
Hey, man, was there a lot of like that type of police brutality in San Diego as it was in that movie where people were just getting swooped up for no reason?
Just in the same neighborhoods, really, bro. But, I mean, the places you stayed out of, you know, Logan and National City, Lincoln, some of those areas. But
El Cajon,
Chicano Park.
You just stayed away from there, you know. Luckily, I was young enough that, you know, I was only about 9, 10 years old when all that shit was going down. So, you know, it didn't affect me at all.
The peewee dog.
He was a tiny man. The peewees. Hey,
little chavalilla, that's all.
What's up, fool? Thanks for calling, dog.
You know, brother.
Thank you,
man. I just want to say what's happening. Like I said, I look forward to the Fridays. You guys come up and everything. And
hell yeah,
I don't know what happened in San Diego, but please don't count San Diego out when you come back to town. Just
oh, hell
we won't, bro.
Club for whatever reason.
Oh, we will be back, bro. Probably the House of Blues or something. Or Madhouse.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, House of...
Or fucking, we'll fucking right on, reopen
brother.
The 4th and B.
Hey, that'll do it, brother.
Old we'll school.
On Broadway, huh?
Remember that 4th and B? We still fucking have comedy and there's 700 people dancing after.
Hell yeah, dude. Friday nights.
Yeah, really. Let's do Soma.
Something,
the Soma
man.
Again. The Soma.
Actually, I'll be at the Rincon Center. Harris Resort.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right there at Harris, right?
Yeah, I'll be there with Alonzo Bowden, Jimmy Schubert, and that fan. Well, thank you, Schubert, Frankie.
Huh? He hung up the wand.
Oh, yeah, dog.
All right, big dog. Later.
What's up, dog?
What's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
Who's this?
This is Rob from Pleasanton.
What up, Rob?
What's up, Rob from Pleasanton, man? How you been, man? Did you watch Straight Outta Compton or what?
No, I'm waiting for the bootleg one to come out.
It is cool. I'm going to send you $10, dog.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, dude. You plugged for December for the Pleasanton show, Tommy
yeah,
T's?
Yeah, man. I'm going to be in Pleasanton, bro, at Tommy T's in December.
I'm going to see you in San Jose, too, man, in, a couple weeks, 2 weeks?
Because the travel
yeah,
over
man.
Here,
man. Thank
dog.
You, bro. Thank you, man. So what's
Hell
up,
yeah,
fool?
I love this shit.
How the Raiders looking?
Good, dog.
They look like shit.
Stop oh, this fool, dog. What's wrong with you, man? Somebody tune this fool up, dog. What are you talking about? Have you lost your mind there?
Felipe. It's a big Steelers fan, Rob. Come on, man.
This
can't
fool.
Be no Raider fan.
I know, bro.
It was a beast mode
well,
right
I'm
here.
Laughing because I forgot that he's a big Raider fan. I'm sorry, a big Steelers fan from Pleasanton. This is the guy I asked him if because I have that, bro. Just because you said that, bro, I'm going to go fucking squeeze my sneeze a fucking loogie in my yellow rag, bro.
We'll go there and harass
man.
Some chicks like Roethlisberger.
Bro, I got the dirty towel, bro. I even got instructions on how to use a dirty towel. The terrible
right,
towel. My bad.
Right.
The terrible towel.
The 6-time Super Bowl champion towel?
Yeah, man.
This guy. This fool. Would you play fullback, dog, or what?
You can't hit him.
I'm playing nothing, man. I teach computers out of school.
Nah, I'm fucking with you, dog. It's all good.
What's up, bro? We should start off.
And I'm the one that shouted out Rodrigo for sounding like Bert.
That's you, dog.
This was, yeah, that was my first podcast I heard of you guys, and I was like, I just heard the Burke podcast with Felipe, then I went and heard your guys. This, I was like, oh shit, why does Burke sound like that?
They're both some burly dudes, you know.
Nice. I love the show, man. I love you guys, and yeah, man, I look forward to seeing you guys out
I'll
here.
I'll see you, Rob. I'll see you with your Steeler gear at the game, at the show. Oh,
yeah, man.
And we'll fucking send you some posters. That way you can post them up around town, dog.
Yeah, man. Bring that terrible child to the show, bro, so I can see you in the crowd with it waiting. All right, fool. Thanks for calling.
Hell yeah. Keeping it real, too, dog. Be cool.
All right. What's up, fool?
Oh, they hung up on us. Fuck it.
Fuck it. We got another callers.
What up, fool?
I forgot about that guy, man.
Yeah.
The fucking radio looked like shit, he said.
I was like, what, dog?
For a lot of people, just because we want that we want that preseason game, they're talking mad shit. What's up, fool?
Yo, what up, fool?
What up, fool? Who's this?
Chilling, dog.
Rory!
Rory!
Give us a little hug, dog.
Give him a little hug, dog.
Oh, shit, man. What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, dog.
Chilling, fool.
Thinking about you, dog.
Good times, bro. You know, right here. Talking about Straight Outta Compton and police brutality and good cops, bad cops.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit, man. You guys been dropping knowledge the last couple weeks, man. Fucking great shows.
You're welcome, dog.
Bro, we might fucking have dropped more knowledge right now, dog.
Oh, shit.
I might get booked in Seattle, dog. What's up with that shit?
Yeah, hell yeah.
In October.
I'll be down there in San Jose, man. Fuck
all right.
God damn, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah,
bring that clear.
Yeah, I know Jimmy.
I got you, man. I'll DM you a little. I got a new job up at this one of the biggest pot farms in Washington up here, man.
God damn, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. I was going to tell you.
Come check that shit out when you guys are up here.
With Jimmy Schubert put down the little wand, but with you, we're going to pick up the little wand, dog. Hell yeah. That's what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? In the clear there, Rory.
Yeah, bro. I know a good burrito place in San Jose, bro. La Vic. Casa Vicky, too,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, dude. There's like three good spots over there.
Maybe I know more. How you like them flour tortillas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, meat or non-meat. No meat.
Non-meat.
Meatless.
Meatless, non-meat. Dog.
Meatless in Seattle.
Meatless in Seattle, big dog.
Hell yeah, dude.
You gonna make it back up to Seattle or not?
Yeah, man. I'm booked in October.
For real?
Yeah, dude.
October the what?
Oh, shit.
October 8th through the 10th, man. Yeah. I'll be at the Parlor Bar in Seattle, finally.
Awesome, yeah, man. Yeah, we'll be able to take you to my buddy's rec store up there and get you all hooked up. And, yeah, we're good to go.
Hell yeah, man. We'll go to Shanghai with you, fool. Don't even trip.
Hell yeah, bro. Tell your brother, yeah, we said, no, what's up, fool? Don't kill nobody.
Fucking Rory, dog. Hell yeah, dog.
Oh, shit, man. Fuck yeah, man. That was a great show. Thanks for taking the call, man. Appreciate you guys doing this shit.
Thanks for calling, bro. Yeah. I'm doing that show also, man. This is not happening. I don't know if I told you.
Yeah, I seen that. Did you? How'd it go? How'd it go the other night?
I got it. And then last night, I did the practice run, you know, with Joey Diaz. It was a good show.
It was good.
And I got Brand Tobler.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
Tore it up.
Yeah,
about time, man. People start recognizing, right?
Shit. Hell yeah. You know what's up, dog? That's right. It's about the heat.
Yeah, just got to get you on that Oprah show next. I'll be doing all right, huh?
Can be sitting on the couch, dog.
I'll just pretend to be black and get a scholarship. All right, big dogs. Rory Hill, take it up.
Shout out to you and your wife, Rebecca, dog.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys, and I'll let you guys get back to some other people, man.
Hell yeah. Keep shining, dog. Be cool.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'll see you guys here in a couple weeks.
Thanks, fool. What's up, fool? Thank you. Fool, people have been asking, what happened to your fucking head, bro? Who fucking cracked the head over?
Dude, fool, I was in.
People were saying that you got caught sneaking into the forum.
That was funny, dog.
You got hit by a bottle.
Hey, fool.
People said that you were trying to walk into a club and they fucking hit you with a guitar.
Fool, it started in the...
Fucking Joe Diaz called Lava Rodrigo's. Who fucking hit him with a ukulele?
Dude, I'm over there in Boyle Heights off of St. Louis doing this pad, fool. And the lady's over there fucking bugging me the whole time, following me everywhere. Póngale aquí, que póngale aquí, y acá arriba.
Oh, we hit you.
And dude, I'm like, okay. So I kneel down on a cabinet, and this bitch opens the cabinet door. And I just stand up all fast, fool, and go, cut, ah! pues que tiene? I was like, shut the fuck up. Dude, and then fucking blood just starts fucking rushing for like a Stephen King movie, dog. I was like, dude, fuck that. I'm going to take off.
That blood came out hot, huh?
Dude, I felt warm. I was like, what the fuck is this? I had a hat on, fool.
Yeah, I'm so proud you didn't go into shock. That's the first thing that happens when you see blood come down your eyeballs and it's fucking so hot.
I'm a weirdo, fool. I don't know what happened, but fucking.
You like pain, dog.
Sadomasochist, dog. But, yeah, and then we're going to go get stapled up, and that was it, dog. And then fucking, I feel way better now. But over the weekend. Eres masoquista, güey. Like platanito.
Know what happened afterward? Mano stepped on your fucking foot.
Oh, my God, dude. So I'm not supposed to work the doctor's off. Take the day off and take Monday off. Hey, you want to go with me to do an estimating? Ah, fuck it, dude. I'll buy you lunch, eh? But, dude, Mondo's so cool, you want to kick it with that fool, dog. Fuck it, dog. Then they'll go fast. Fool, we end up getting the job, dog. We start working for like 3 hours. Fucking hot. I started
get dust on that fucking bloody ass
dude,
thing.
I felt weird, dog. And I was like, dude, fucking, I needed some weed is what I really needed, dog. So, anyways, he goes up there and sets traps in the attic. And I'm fucking chilling there holding the ladder for that fool so it won't slip off because that fool slipped off a ladder too before. I'm sitting there holding it. Yeah, whatever. He fucking comes back down. Crunches my hand, fool, but a good ass step. I'm like, ah! And he's, oh, sorry. I guess it ain't your day today. Fucking shit. I was like,
he'll wear boots or tennis shoes?
Big ass fucking Hussein boots, dog.
Damn.
Oh my God. I was just like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Well, at least it took away the pain from your head. You transfer it to your hand.
But yeah, dog, always into something, fool.
That's so what happened. What's up, fool?
Chilling, dog. What's up with you, dog? You living good, dude?
Chilling. Went to a dentist, bro. They fucking cleaned my mouth up, man. I hate going to a dentist, man.
But now you got everything legitimized, though. You're straight, fool. Nothing
I'm
fucking
straight, bro.
Grill's fucking perfect. Fucking.
Everything's good. I got sensitive gums now, but it's all good. I got Sensodyne.
Okay. Hell yeah, though, dude. Fuck that. Take care of that shit, fool.
I had a meeting with a major network.
Hell yeah.
And I have a second meeting now.
Okay.
So it's going to be a second meeting, and I'm going to just tell them about a little bit about my life. Let's see what happens, and things are looking good. Oh, the web series is going well. We finished editing the first episode. It's done. We perfected the episode. So now we're going to move forward and fuck with the other ones.
Okay, like, hell yeah, dude.
We're hoping to launch the web series on the first week of September. And it's called The Shop.
Hell yeah. And how is it going to work? Episodes in the series? Or
once
yeah,
a week episodes, 2-minute episodes for 6 weeks. And then after that, we'll start probably season 2, hopefully like in December or January.
That's so awesome, bro.
Yeah. We have three episodes for the next season.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. That was cool that day, dude. It was like, I never done none of shit like that, green screen and all that shit. It was like, dude, it was awesome, dude. It was actually right here in the studios, you know?
Yeah, man.
It was tight, dog.
What's got going on, bro?
Nothing, dude.
How's
just chilling.
How's that apartment you live in? How many people live with you?
Dude, there's two old-ass ladies, fool. The lady that owns the house, dude, the fucking room's hot as fuck, so I had to put a fucking a little AC system in the windows, and the lady's like, oh, no. I'm like, listen, I'm not going to spend another day here fucking sweating like a fucking pig and shit. Well, I'll get somebody over the weekend to put one in the wall. I'm like, all right, but I'm not going to take it down until you put that one down. So it's cool, fool, fucking, you know, it's kind of weird living with, like, little old ladies, dude. It's kind of, dude, all right, fuck it, dog. I'm going to tell you the truth because I've been doing this shit on stage, but I'm still trying to make it fucking funny. Fool, I go in there and take a fucking shower all the time, dude.
You live with the people that share the same shower?
Yes, fool.
Oh, wow.
Dude, she fucking has her panties on the fucking shower hose.
How big are the panties?
Dude, they're like, dude, they're not that big, but they're like leopard print. But it's like, what do they wash them in the shower like it's a fucking river, dog? And then their socks.
Like John Candy, bro, and
automobiles, dog. I'm like, what the? Dude, then the, dude, it's fucking, it's kind of weird. And it's like fucking,
you smell them?
Fuck no. Oh, dude. And then I was like, I don't know.
Bring one next time.
I was told Mondo, yeah, dude. He's all, she's trying to send you a sign, eh? I'm all, fuck that shit, dude. And then this lady has a boyfriend that's like 70 with a colostomy bag, and then she kicked him out of the house because he was cheating on her with the lady next door. Fool.
Wait a minute. This fool's cheating and he has a colostomy bag.
Yes, fool.
What kind of game does he have?
I don't know, dog. He's one of those old mariachis, fool.
He probably just takes a colostomy bag. Listen, man, I ain't about shit. But, man, the rest of my parts really work.
Fool, the shit that killed me is
all. I cannot picture myself having sex with a person with a colostomy bag.
This fool, 70, still dyes his mustache. His hair is black. There's not even one kind of, I'm like.
Is his last name Fernandez?
Fool. No, lo que no me gustaba es que me estaba engañando. Que me diga la verdad.
What he did, I didn't like was that he was lying to me.
Hey, fool, you know how that fool got caught? He got caught around the corner on Colorado, fool, because he takes his ladies to go to Jack in the Box, dog. And then he went there with the lady that I live with. And the girls are like chilling. Oh, señora, oh, yo pensaba que era su esposa. So tiene otras novias él o... She's like, okay. Y así lo agarré, así lo pesqué. Yeah,
so
weird, dog.
Have a lot of chicks?
Well, I guess so. He has like 3-4 around there, dog.
Like what, 60, 50?
Yeah, they're on their 60s and like, you know, early 70s, dude. At least 60, because that dude's probably about 72. I was like, that fool has some stamina,
the
huh?
The mariachi?
He came here, dog, back in the day when he was young, like 14. He was over there in the old school Boyle Heights Plaza as a mariachi. Then he got to work in a factory. Fool, put it this way, dude. The chick that he got caught cheating with, I guess he had a 401k that was worth like 70 G's. This fool spent it all on her. So who knows what that shit's good. That shit's probably good, though, dog. But yeah, dog. So that fool's living in a one bedroom off of York right now,
by
dog.
Himself?
By himself, solo, fool.
Like yeah. My dad, bro.
Hey, is that what happens to old-ass players for in the end? He didn't want to grow old with nobody, hot dog.
In the end, bro, are they the companion with a big check. they look for a woman that's going to die like in 5 years, and they just try to muscle in on that cash.
That's what this fool was doing, dog.
Wow, man. So that fool probably cooking, cleaning, huh?
Yeah, dude. I don't know what. Dude, that fool's a trip, dog.
How does he look, his hair, though?
Fool, he looks like Vicente Fernandez, dog. Kind of that type of Mexican. Like, you know, Mario Almada type, fool. Like, you know what I mean? And, dude, that's not even his pattern or nothing. He tells her what to do, dog. I just be laughing, fool. I just be in and out, too.
They'd so
be
he was staying at your pad, too?
I guess before I moved in here, before he got caught cheating, dog. We'll call that fool the cheater now, dog. Yeah, dog. Oh, yeah. They were living together, I guess. And then she kicked him out from the room to the couch and then to the couch to his one
How
bedroom.
How big is this house?
It's little, fool.
It's a house or apartment?
A house. A little house right there. Fucking, yeah, off of you.
Did Philip ever call you?
No, he didn't call me. Tell that fool give me his number. And then the lady across the street has a room for rent.
$500 a month?
Yeah, dude. But the lady said he can get it for cheaper, though. So, you know, $4 would be cool.
Just a bunch of old ladies renting rooms?
Yeah, across the street, it's like a young couple and stuff, dude. And there's two young couples and like an old lady that I think has a husband that's in a wheelchair or some shit. But, you know, they have a room for rent, so. You hit me up, so when shit came up, I hit you up.
I never lived like that, though. You have to lock your room or you just trust them?
Yeah, dude. She's all like, you know, I lock my shit. But, dude, I leave that shit open. I ain't got nothing in there. Fucking, I take my laptop with me all the time. What the fuck are they going to take?
It is marijuana.
Yeah, she doesn't want no smoking. I was like, fuck. I be dabbing in that room doing periscopes, eh? Yeah, dog. And they got roaches in there too, dog. Not a lot, but a little bit. But it's like, fucking, I ain't gonna do that shit.
Little
for
side
free.
Job
fuck
there,
that.
Huh?
Yeah, well, I think she was trying to go, well, you know, help me out. It's like, bitch, you help me out. Take $100 off the rent. I'll do it. Shit. The fuck?
The fuck? Do it every month.
We gotta get a scheduled service, yeah. But that's what's up with that little pad, dog. Mad drama, huh?
Oh, lady, I'll be putting those panties up.
Oh, my. I don't.
How does she look for 60?
Well, from 60, I'm sure she looks good, dog. But she, you know, she's a hair dyer too, dog. You know, she dyes her hair more than Willie Barcena, dog. You were going to go that way, bro? Come on, fool. But anyways, yeah, dog.
So, Master, ever since you've been working with Mondo, what has happened to you, bro? Yeah, fucking battery fell on you first?
Nah, fuck. The first thing, I fucked up my back because I fucking slipped off a hill when we used to spray those, the camps, the fucking, they're like juvenile hall YA.
So you're owed like $5 million in compensation.
I was a fucking one of those money grubbing dicks, but for the homies, dog. So then that, and then fucking I was working, we were working at the big distribution center for the post office off of Central in down in LA. And, dude, I knocked over a fucking, a forklift battery, dog, right? And I was working with, that's when I was working with Hussein. We'll get to Hussein, you know, in some other podcast, but, yeah, dude, I knocked it the fuck over on a forklift, so I tried to fucking pick that shit up, dog. It weighs half a ton. Nothing. So we all fucking tried to pick it up, and when they fucking picked it up, it slid off that shit, and it caught my fucking two fingers, dog. But so fucking one got smashed, dude. Let me tell you, fool. It was popped. Like a fucking grenade fucking blew up in my hand. If you see those pictures, you'll gross out, fool. Like, I look at them, I was devastated. I thought my life was over, dog.
When that shit fell on your finger, did you see your blood squirt out? Or
it happened in a fucking split second from a split second, my hand was normal till the shit looked like it was Iraq got blown the fuck off. And
hurt?
I was fucking, it was beyond hurting, dog. That's why this shit right here on my head ain't shit but a fucking scratch, fool. And then I was just fucking flipping out, dog.
It was like crazy, huh?
Crazy, fool. Like, and then just Hussein pain, turned fucking white,
your,
dog.
Did it shoot at your head right away?
Dude, I just like, what the fuck happened, dog? And fucking, dude, there was nothing left under the battery because Hussein went over there and cleaned that shit. He's like, that was just a fucking fingernail, dog. So there was a fucking surgeon fucking tied me up, dude, and fucking some fool from Iraq, fucking Musa Kuanim, fucking thank you. But yeah, he chipped away a little bit of the bone, but the fucking nail grew back like a soldier. Looks kind of like a claw, but whatever, you know. The devil said something funny when, don't worry about it, dog, you'll get used to it, dog. But yeah, dude, I thought my life was over. No more chicks, no more nothing.
So they sold your finger and make it look like a penis.
Fuck no. They fucking took the fucking meat from the fucking wrist to cover that shit up. There was no nail, fool. But then the nail came through like a soldier, dog.
You know what's funny, man?
What, fool?
That's what fat fool who should do, bro. Sell your skin. You know how much money you can make off skin? How much money Gabriel Iglesias can make off the bottom of his stomach? You know, think about it, bro. If something were to happen to Fluffy, he can't make no more money. Well, oh, man, we're going to need you to come in, bro. This guy right here, man, he just scraped his back on a motorcycle. We need to just take some of your forearm off.
Some of your forearm to cover a back.
And sew it on his back.
This fool. But you know what the future is, right? All that shit, like, they're going to start farming organs and all types of crazy
ass
shit.
That's my shit right there, to be so rich that I could just clone myself. Like, have an extra body laying somewhere. Oh, Felipe, man, your fucking liver fucked up. Man. No, it's not. Check out what I have stored over there in that bed.
That bed, dog!
Who's that fool there with no eyeballs, no fingernails, and no lips? Oh, that's my clone, bro.
Hey, fool, would you like
I'm going to take liver, put it on me, bro. I'm a fucking dude. Hell yeah.
Hey, fool, would you like to live forever, dog?
Fuck yeah.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
Well, my favorite movie is Interview with a Vampire.
Oh.
I'm waiting for a vampire to show up when I'm fucking weak and tell him, man, I could give you eternal life, but I'm going to have to fucking suck your blood off for real quick. I'll probably just do it real quick, motherfucker. I'll be holding a cross with a knife if that fool don't let go.
And I've never understood that movie Interview with a Vampire. I'm going to have to watch it again, dude. But I would love to live forever too, dog. You know, they say we're lonely. Fuck, I'll start another family, huh, boy?
You're going to be like that fucking old-ass dude with the dyed hair, dog. You could live forever, bro.
That fool's probably a vampire, dog. Yeah, man.
I know, man. Like, I see these movies that fools live for, like, these movies where a guy... He's been living forever. He's so depressed now because he's dating his great-great-granddaughter's best friend. And like, so what? Shit. This motherfucker survived. He's been around since the Civil War.
I'd love to live forever, dude. I don't give a fuck, dog.
Like the Highlander. Remember the Highlander?
Yeah, it was the fool that had that crazy-ass tooth.
Yeah, man, but I would like to live forever, but not to fight crime, bro. Like,
no, I don't want to chill and have fun. Fool.
Chill, bro, like somewhere. But think about it, bro. And that means every day you're gonna have a job for the rest of your life. How is that gonna work? That means like every 20 years you're gonna have to quit a job and start another job,
start a new career.
But sooner or later you're gonna find out because you have fingerprints. I don't think it's gonna happen, man.
Who knows, fool? With like cloning and all that shit. I don't know, dog. That's like virtual fucking shit, dude.
But when I was a little kid, I used to tell people that I'm gonna shrink to a little dude.
What the fuck? There's a little fool right there, dog. Fool,
man, I used to put water in my sink, and I said, man, if I was little like Tom Thumb, I could use it as a swimming pool.
Fucking Ant-Man over here, dog.
Imagine Mexican Ant-Man.
That'll be tight, fool. I think it's fucking get eaten by a dog or something, or a fucking cat.
Yeah, man.
Rough-ish.
It wouldn't even last. When I saw that movie, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I realized how horrible it is to be little.
Oh, hell yeah. Get fucking stepped on, imagine?
That fool said, oh, shit, we're like 5 steps away from our house, but in little people time, it's like 5 miles away.
Damn.
Nah, man, I just want to be black.
You just want a scholarship, huh, fool?
I want to be Chinese, dog. I bet a lot of people, like, right after 9/11 pretending they were Italians, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. Like fucking Middle Easterners. I got a quick little story about that shit. When that shit hit, I knew a fool that was living in Boston, fool. He said that fucking vans were coming up and just swiping Middle Eastern dudes and taking those fools. Well, cops and shit or the FBI, dude. Crazy, huh?
Crazy, man. Gang sweep.
Like fucking Daryl Gates, dog.
That's when I was watching Australia Compton and they pulled those fools over, you know, because they were like, you know, they were Crips or Bloods and they were just standing there. That happened a lot, bro, in the early 80s. Like, they would have gang sweeps.
Was that part of the crash unit or before crash?
Crash unit.
And Daryl Gates invented that shit, huh?
Yeah, it was community response against street hooligans.
Damn, dude, that's a mean-ass acronym, dude.
Yeah, and what happened was, like, if you were a gangbanger, like, if you were wearing a white T-shirt with bald heads, the police would pull you over and take a Polaroid photo of you and write down your name and your age and your height and your tattoos, and then log you in like you're a fucking wild animal.
You know why?
Illegally.
You know why they do that, right? Because when you get busted for a crime, then they're going to add the enhancement of being in a gang, and that's more time.
That's why in that movie Colors, remember that movie Colors?
Hell yeah.
When that fool wanted his little brother not to be in a gang unit because he's not really a gang member. He was just smoking PCP. Come on, Pat. Come on, do me a favor, Hodge. Take him out of the gang lineup, man. He's not a gang banger. He's just stupid. But he ended up taking him out of the gang unit.
That way that shit won't come up to him and fuck him later.
Frankie Carrillo, bro.
Yeah.
That we had on the podcast, the one who was arrested for a murder he didn't commit, he was in a gang unit, even though he was not a gang member. Somebody mistakenly identified
him. And see, that's what fools get lost in the shuffle, dude. You get brought up there on the fucking lineup, and then you're fucked, dude.
Yeah, man.
Guilty by association and with only circumstantial evidence, dog.
What's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
We have another caller right here.
We got another caller? No.
Orale, vato. What's up, fool? How you doing, man? I'm doing good, I say. I really fucking hate the podcast.
Okay, serious, but that
really, you hate the podcast? Then why are you fucking listening to right now, asshole? I like your boys. Eh?
Hate the podcast, but he loves you, dog.
Chale, bro. I get a lot of fools, bro. This is my last time listening.
It's a fucking good riddance, dog.
Yeah, man. So what's up? Joe Diaz said he might call, bro.
The fuck is going on with Joe Diaz? Definitely bad sponsor. He's
in a fucking audition right now.
I'm an audition. I'm playing. I'm about to do the triple Lindy off a fucking diving board. Damn.
Yeah,
man. That fool's hustling, huh?
Hustling, bro. Trying to get any role.
Making calls.
Well, I was at the comedy store, bro.
Last night?
I haven't been in a long time, but it's different now, man. There's a lot of rooms. We got a caller.
Hell yeah.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
This is Adam Vargas.
What up, Adam?
What's up, Adam? Where you from, fool?
Off La Puente, man. Where the devil lives.
That's about La Flor de Jalisco, dog.
La Puente, bad boy.
That's where it's at, man.
Oh, you're the guy from the bakery.
What's that?
Are you the guy from La Flor bakery?
No. I tweeted Rodrigo a couple of days ago.
Yeah, dog.
How come you didn't like it, bro?
I retweeted that
West
shit.
The West Show, man.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I retweeted that shit, fool. How you doing, dog?
What's up, fool? Did you watch Straight Outta Compton or what?
I have it. Actually, I'm going to go watch it today. Is it good? Have you guys seen it?
Fucking bad.
I see it, bro. I don't want to spoil the ending, but Eazy-E dies of AIDS at the end of the movie.
No.
Yeah, bro. For a minute there, I thought he was going to make it, but nah, man. Hey, what's up with fools saying, when I posted the movie, I saw the movie, they said that he was injected with AIDS by the government.
Fucking conspiracy bullshit, fool.
Because of Fuck the Police album.
Nah, man. I think he just like guys, bro.
Yeah, they're just piping raw all the time, fool.
A lot of fools didn't know how they were like getting HIV. I'm not gay.
Oh,
I don't suck dick.
Hey, what about this, though, Felipe? Did you catch that defect of the hat? He was wearing the wrong hat in the movie?
The socks hat? The white sock one?
Yeah, he was wearing the old English version.
Yeah, that one didn't come out back then.
Oh, good call, bro. Good call.
I noticed it, but I was going to make it an issue.
That's right, because the old White Sox was still the little guy holding the bat, huh?
Yeah, it was the old logo. It wasn't the cursive.
It was the
one.
Old logo in the 80s, right?
Yeah, it was like
that's right.
Like a regular print.
Yeah, back then, their uniform was still the old uniform, and they didn't change it till fucking Frank Thomas came in.
That's right, fool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old uniform, the old White Sox uniform was the one that Harold Baines And that guy, whatever his name was, the big catcher, Lee Sunbury, whatever his name was.
It was like that, fool.
Yeah, it was a S-O-X.
It wasn't like the old English.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Good call, bro.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man.
Yeah, man.
Did you grow up in the time when the movie came out, or you were like older or younger?
No, I mean, I'm younger, but I'm familiar with Hats.
Was there a lot of, you think the police brutality in the movie was on point, or it was all fake? Because I think the cops were crazy back then.
I don't know. From what I understand, man, I think it's always been like that. It's still like that to today.
Over there in Puente Tufo?
I mean, hell yeah. You got the sheriffs. I mean, they kind of know where you're from, but they leave you alone a little bit, but they still harass you every now and then.
I like what...
all that shit.
Did you agree?
Get out of the car.
Crazy, huh? Did you agree with what Jimmy Schubert said? He said, man, the cops never fuck with me because I comply. But if you do comply, nothing really happens to you. Be honest, bro. If you fucking have no attitude and you say everything that the cop says, nothing happens to you, right or wrong?
Yeah, it's like your bit when you say, oh, thank you for opening the door, officer. I really appreciate it.
I really wanted to be a cop, sir.
I only wanted to be a cop, sir. I still have my LAPD baseball cards, bro.
I believe it, man.
Well, thanks for calling, big dog. La Puente in the house.
Hell yeah, dog.
La Puente. And I said you're Bassett, to be specific.
What a Bassett, dog. What?
Shit, we didn't even know until you...
That's a little town before right, guys, you get to Irwindale.
Hell yeah, it's a little hardcore town.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, bro, and supporting, man.
Hell yeah,
give a yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, man.
Be cool, dog.
Thanks, all right, bro. Guys. Thank you,
bro.
Shining, dog.
Next caller. They hung up. Fuck that cocksucker.
Over here playing games. You want to play games? Play Monopoly.
Yeah, man. So what's up, fool?
Chilling, fool. Fucking, you know, kick it in the mix, dog. Not as fucking hot. It's fucking hot as fuck this week.
Well, Marcella's birthday on Friday.
Bro. Oh, it was? I didn't even know, dude.
She didn't want to say nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was her birthday on Friday night.
Friday over there at the first show?
Yeah, but she didn't want to say nothing. So, you know me, bro. If you don't want to say shit on your birthday, I'm the kind of person that ain't going to say shit either. man, one less celebration, bro. I'm fucking down for that. I'm waiting for the first person to walk up to me and Philip. I don't celebrate Christmas. Don't even call me. Don't wish me Merry Christmas. Don't give me a fucking present. Bro. I wish you would never call me and told me that because I was going to do that anyways. So people really want to celebrate their birthday, though, huh?
Dude, too much, fool.
I don't want to say names, bro, but my niece's mom, bro, she's one of those persons that celebrates the whole month of June. Today's my first birthday party, or today's my second birthday party. Every week, like if there's a Dodger game on my birthday, we're going to celebrate my birthday party at Dodger Stadium.
And then when it hits on that date, now this is my real birthday.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm still celebrating because I'm a Gemini, and Gemini goes all the way to July 21st.
Dude, just live a little, dog. Damn. That's too much shit, though, dog. Come on, fool. You don't think so or what?
You have big birthday parties like that? We tell everybody?
Fuck, dude, just the fucking neighborhood kids and shit, my mom and dad, nothing crazy, never a fucking no horse jumper, none of that shit.
Ooh. We had a little birthday party one time for Isaac, little Miklo, when we were living in a little small apartment.
So that's when that fool was little.
Yeah, man, we were living in a little bachelor, but we were paying $4.95 a month, or probably more. Oh my God, we're getting robbed, bro.
But
it was the first place, I didn't have a window. Dog, I didn't have a window into my fucking bachelor. It was little Miklo, Isaac, sleeping on the couch. And then there was a side bed where me and Lisa slept. And there was a little kitchen in the same room, in a living room, in the same room, all together. You know what it looked like, bro? It looked like when Henry Hill came out of prison.
It was all super small with the bunk beds. Yeah, dude.
You know how sad it was when he came in? Here. He saw just the big size bed for her wife. And he saw those bunk beds and a side bed. He just put his head down. We're moving. I said that. I didn't say that to myself, bro. Because I was a drug addict, too. So I didn't care where we lived. But I'm pretty sure my wife was coming in hot as fuck. Going, man, it's sad. And then one time, dude, how fucked up it was. Little Isaac made friends with the little kids. He was the only white kid there, right? And one time, this little girl asked him, where do you sleep? Because she took a little peek. So she started counting the people. Okay, there's two adults.
A little peek.
Two adults, one child. Where the fuck do you sleep? The little girl asked Isaac, where do you sleep? And Isaac said, proud, my bed is the couch. He didn't care, bro. They all live like that. Bro, we're the smallest family in the fucking apartment building.
Dude, imagine, dude.
There was a 16-year-old girl living with her dad, probably her stepdad, her real mom, two little brothers, bro. And all she did every day was hang out on the porch and flirt and wave at kids. Come on, can you move me to a bigger place?
Dude, imagine how torturous that would be for
him. We had a little birthday party for him, right? And one of the birthday party with, you can't bring nobody in the house.
I don't want nobody touching my stuff, dog.
We brought everything to the porch, okay? Lisa made a billion cupcakes, all right? And we made little crescent hot dogs.
The croissant ones?
They're good.
They're bomb, though. That beanie
ones. And a little ketchup ones,
meatballs?
Right?
Meatballs?
Yeah, man. We put like a little hot dog, made a bunch of little weenie, little buns, hot dogs. And then we had, I just invite everybody, man. So a bunch of little kids. A little Porsche birthday party, man. It was sad. Think about it. So we're singing happy birthday and everybody getting all shy, bro. Can my brother have one? Give him a little cupcake, bro. And he knew all the little Mexican kids there, right? They invited him over to his house. He's over there eating with they're eating their food. He was going in their house without knocking. Dude, there was a one time where President Obama came and did a little speech next door at the high school. We couldn't fucking leave the house.
Oh, it was on lockdown?
Blockade. We couldn't walk out, huh? They wouldn't let us. Oh, we could walk out. We couldn't drive out. So that's it, but we're doomed. That's it. We were just stuck there. And Isaac was going through his SpongeBob days, right? This motherfucker makes a SpongeBob shorts out of cardboard. He makes two little holes and sticks his legs out of there. He walk around with a cardboard box made out of a VCR box. And those are his SpongeBob pants. And, like, it was funny, bro, because there was, like, a shooting or something, right? And the police are outside and woo, woo, woo. And everybody's looking outside the patio because you can't really go outside. And there's Isaac right there with little white legs and a cardboard box, bro. Just fucking checking out the cheese man.
Looking for Patrick.
Worst apartment ever, bro, okay? We had no windows. The only window we had was in the bathroom. And we couldn't really look up. There's nothing to see. We got a fucking phone call.
Hell yeah, dog.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Marcella Arguello.
What's up, fool?
Happy birthday.
Doing? Happy birthday. We're just belated. Talking about you.
Calm down.
Belated birthday. Huh. We're just talking about people who don't celebrate birthdays right now.
Or celebrate too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's up, boo? How are you?
What's up? I'm okay. Didn't celebrate my birthday, so I'm happy.
Good, man. We're talking about Utah, bro. How ghetto it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty ghetto.
A bunch of meth heads out.
I know. Last time I was there was worse, though. You have a good audience out there.
Tell us about that girl that was heckling you. I was telling Lisa she didn't believe it.
What happened?
Oh, yeah, there was these two fat bitches all drunk. And I was with Jessamy Peluso, the girl from Girl Code. So there's like, you know, hella chicks come out to see her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, all these bras were out there. But these two fat bitches were hella being just loud, talking loud, and just being rude, interrupting and everything, commentating and shit. Felipe had that little bit in Utah where it's like people just want to agree with everything. Uh-huh. But they don't realize how annoying it is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Utah.
These two broads, though, like, you know, the other thing is a lot of times the audience doesn't realize that the openers are friends with the headliners or at the very least respects the openers, you know? Mm-hmm. So these chicks just were like, we're here for Decimate, not you, you know, just like hella being rude. God. I fucking shit on them and it was great. And then, and they were trying to be like, they were trying to like talk about Decimate like they were homies, not realizing that me and Decimate are actually homies.
Yeah, man.
Right.
So when Decimate got on stage, they were like, woo, she's on stage. And then Decimate ripped into them hella bad.
Then they were waiting for your ass, huh? They were knocking on the green room and shit?
Oh, yeah. So afterwards, they were one of the chicks left because she was upset because we hurt her feelings, quote unquote. And so the other fat bitch comes up to me while Decimate's on stage and was like, hey, we're all good, right? Like, you know, that was just part of the show. And I was like, nah, that's not part of the show. And she's like, so my friend left, and I just want to know what I should tell her. Like,
tell her bye.
Like, Yeah, I said, I don't give a fuck what you tell her.
Should have put her in a leg lock.
It's going to be like that, huh? It's going to be like that. Oh. I was like, yeah, babe, it's going to be like that.
Trailer with death story.
Then that fat chick showed up to our show, stalking her.
Stalking her.
Starting shit up.
So tell us about that shit. What happened?
Wait, so at the end, the bitch, they wouldn't, she, like, I told him to make sure that Marcella, bitch was gone.
Sorry about that,
and
man.
And they didn't even let her.
Crazy, huh?
Give us a second, Marcel.
She was on the. She was like knocking. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
We're gonna get another caller, but stay on there. Don't hang up.
All right.
Fuck these guys are getting over there and fucking checking us off, man. What the fuck?
People are calling, hanging out like they're winning something.
There's like a groper over here. But anyways,
did that girl approach you at all at our show?
No. But after Decimate show, the girl was like, she was trying to get into the green room and shit. And it was hella weird, and we had to like lock the door, and the managers weren't trying to kick her out.
Finally,
at the end, they made her leave.
I know
because
the girl code.
We weren't
code.
Like answering the door. It was hella weird, man. It was the weirdest heckler experience I've ever had.
They can get bizarre sometimes and shit. Motherfuckers try to be your friend after they talk shit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's different. I know for men, male comics, like, you know, you run the threat of like a guy wanting to hit you. But as a woman, I've never had to experience. I've never felt physically threatened, you know, because people usually don't. They're just like, whatever. You don't fuck with a chick. But this fat bitch, I was like, this bitch might clock me.
Put her in a fucking leg lock.
Yeah, fuck. I was like, damn, this fat bitch is all drunk and shit.
I hate that when the audience member doesn't know that the headliner and I are friends. Like I know a person who doesn't like me and Gabriel next. We care to see Gabriel, not you, motherfucker. Hold on, Marcella. Hold on.
Stay on there. It's all good.
Yeah, that happens a lot, man. That happens to you sometimes, bro.
Dog.
They don't think we're friends.
Yeah, it'd be all. Oh, we got to. You know, they
we
give
got
you
a call.
All right, just. All
What's
right.
up, fool?
What's cracking, dog?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
This is Jesus from Alviso, California.
Jesus, está en Tijuana.
What's up, fool? You're here with Marcella Arguello now and Rodrigo Torres and me, fool.
Yeah, man. What's cracking, dog? Talk to us, fool.
It's chilling on my day off right here.
Oh, yeah. Wow, bro. Party on Tuesday.
You watch Straight Outta Compton, dog, or what?
Nah, dude, I haven't got a chance to go. I'm going to go this Sunday, though, because I had to wait for my girlfriend. She doesn't let me go to the movies by myself no more.
All right, where's your balls? In her purse, you know?
Marcella, what's up with that?
Talk to us.
I can't keep a secret no more either, because if I go see with her, I can't keep my mouth shut. I'll be like, oh, look, watch this part. And then she's like, wait, how do you know?
Spoiler alert.
I know. Hey, bro, when I used to be a player, bro, I used to forget who I saw the movie with, bro. I went to go see Napoleon Dynamite with three different girls, bro. It was hard laughing the third time at the scene where fucking Uncle Rico threw the steak at Napoleon.
Oh,
bro.
He gets that food nasty.
I almost got busted. You're going to love this part, watch.
He throws
what?
And Uncle Rico didn't even throw his steak. He throws the other kip steak, fool. Go make yourself some nachos. I got to wait for her.
But... So you like the podcast, bro, or what?
Fuck yeah, I listen to it every Friday. Sometimes I wait till Saturday morning, though.
Oh, thanks, bro, for listening.
Yeah, the What's Up Fool podcast. I already got my tickets for the improv here in San Jose.
All right, dog.
Yeah, so I'll see you in San Jose, man.
Representing,
bro. Bring some flour tortillas.
Homemade.
Hey, there's a bacon festival that weekend you're here. I know you're vegan.
We'll bring Rodrigo, bro.
We'll let him smell it.
We'll bring Chris Story. Hopefully he'll get sick.
Your show will be smelling like Bethel, dude. Everyone's eating from the bacon festival to your
show. Hell no, bro. Do a cleanse, dog.
You know what, bro? It would smell even grosser if they were coming from a raw vegan festival.
Why? That makes it worse?
Mad protein, bro, because it's the insides that are coming out. When you eat bacon, man, all you're farting is maple wood.
That bacon's good, dog.
Hey, bro, what's the most meat you put in a burrito, bro? Like, what's your favorite meat?
My favorite meat, carnitas, bro, the unhealthiest.
Oh, man, you're talking about carnitas that's made and shit with all the manteca, and then you get the little soft carnita that's just fucking pure manteca. Oh, my God.
Those little crispy corners, dog? The little crispy corners?
Oh, dog. You know what I saw? You know what I saw today on the internet? This guy made this, bro. He made fucking crispy bacon on top of a grilled Cajun shrimp, And then guess what he added on top?
What, fool?
Fried chicken skin.
My favorite, dog.
I thought about you,
fuck, bro. Fuck that. I used to love that shit, dog. Dude, I used to go over there, take the skins from the bucket. Dude, fuck it, dude. I got fucking, dude. I got beat.
You like
ass.
That fat food from South Park, bro.
Fucking Cartman, dog. Dude, and a warm flour tortilla, dude, fucking fried chicken skin is a bomb, dog.
I know my friend Emilio, man. Emilio Garcia, bro, this food from Monterey Park. That fool brought it on KFC, bro. And then he goes, if you ain't that skin, bro, let me have it. And I peeled it off and I gave it to him. And he put in gravy and he ate it. He looked at me. He said, yeah. He had like real long hair. He said, yeah, bro, chicken skin is fucking God.
Oh, dude, it's fucking so delicious, dog. It's like a skin chip. Mm, that's just good, dude.
A little bit of pelitos.
Oh, dude, I love it, dude. I haven't eaten fried chicken in a while, but anyway.
Well, thanks for calling, bro. We'll see you in San Jose, bro. Yeah.
All right, fool. Watch the movie.
What's
on
your
Sunday?
Name, bro? What's your name again? We'll give you a little shout out.
Jesus Cervantes.
Jesus Cervantes, man. JC in the house.
Jesus está en San Jose.
Thanks for calling, bro.
Be cool, dog. Thank you for listening. You.
Raiders.
Take care.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? What's up, Marcella?
What's up?
Sorry to keep you on hold for so long, man. This guy wouldn't
it's
hang
up. It's all good. I ain't doing shit.
We got a lot of callers from San Jose. Where you at right now, Modesto?
No, I'm in L.A., kicking it, doing shows, running my mics and stuff.
You ready for the Brea Improv or what?
Hell yeah. That's going to be hella fun. Is it sold out yet?
Yeah, the Saturday show is sold out.
Three of them, right?
Both Saturday shows and one the second show on Friday sold out. Yeah, man.
It's going to be tight, though.
That's going to be real fun.
Hell yeah.
Real fun.
So what's up, fool?
Yeah, yeah. What's up with you guys?
Brian Babylon called looking for you.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Brian Babylon called. He was looking for you. He said, where's Marcella? Nah, I'm making shit up, man.
Nah, he's just fucking with you. Where's Big
Ian? Ain't nobody asking.
Nobody's asking, man. Just Pat Buckles.
Nobody's asking.
Just Pat Buckles.
Pat Buckles.
Oh, you know, did you see Straight Outta Compton or what?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
What? Nobody, none of our listeners have seen it either, man. They don't give a fuck.
You, Marcella, haven't seen it? You're killing me. Tonight. No,
I mean, Felipe went to Utah last weekend, and then I was going to go. Actually, I was going to go on my birthday with my brother, and then I had to go to Utah. So I was like, oh, I'll just wait till next week. You know, my thing is, too, like, you know, the box office numbers, that shit matters 2 weeks in a row. So I'm going to go this weekend and support the second weekend, you know?
Yeah, man.
Gotta keep them number one.
I was going to watch it, too, but... I was thinking about watching in Utah, but I was like that other caller that called in. I can't watch movies without my lady no more.
Can't be. You'll see when you get home on Sunday.
I can't be watching Straight Outta Compton without Lisa.
Yeah,
but I could
That's
watch Pixar movie
without.
Be straight on the couch, eh?
I gotta watch movies that she don't like something with Tom Cruise in it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, Marcella Arguello. We'll see you at the Brea Improv, fool.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys.
Be cool.
See ya. Peace out.
There you go.
Mad hug, late.
What's up, fool?
What's up, big dog?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
It's Nestor, big dog.
What's up, Nestor?
What's up, Nestor? Nestor what?
Rodrigo, what's up? Yeah, man.
Yep. Yeah, man. What's up, fool? What city are you from?
I'm from East L.A., big dog.
East L.A. in the house. What street, dog?
I'm from Eastern New York.
Oh, shit. Easton in New York? That's over there by White Memorial Hospital.
Yeah. Santa Marta, right there.
Born and raised or what?
Yeah. Technically, you're in Boyle Heights, bro.
Yeah.
What's up, fool? Did you see Straight Outta Compton?
Yes, sir.
What you think?
Tell us, dog.
It's just dope.
What you think about the police? What you think about the police, man? Were they nice or mean?
I fuck the police,
though. Coming straight from the underground.
Yeah, man. Right? So, growing up, bro, did you deal with a lot of the Hollenbeck police unit?
They hit me, man, with their flashlights. See? How was it, dude?
My cousin's an idiot. He was like, yo, you know what cops hate? Being tailgated. So he started just tailgating a cop. Oh, and they came out and just fucking drew their guns on him.
Shut up, fool.
That fool's an idiot.
That fool's an idiot.
God damn. Would you get? Luckily, you guys didn't do that during that one time. They were looking for that black fool.
Chris Donner.
Chris Donner, bro.
Nah, like, it wasn't when they were on high alert. If not, it would have got lit up.
And what year was this, fool, when you guys did that stupid ass shit?
Like 2013, so not that long ago.
2 years ago, all right, bro.
And what happened, fool?
Your brother was tailgating the cops for how long, dog? The motherfucker was giving the police tickets.
Like homeboy thought he was a cop just because he went through training, so he thought, like, well, check out, this shit's going to be cool. And they didn't find it so funny, though.
What'd they do, fool?
Motherfucker, internal affairs.
They put guns in our heads. They fucking slammed the car. They took us out. And my cousin, like an idiot, he's like, nah, call the captain, call Captain Watch right now.
Captain Kirk, dog, that's all you guys are going to get, fool.
Call Captain Friday.
Fucking Captain Crunch, fool.
So your brother was dropping names, huh? Call Sergeant Coon.
It's Stacy Coon. Charlie Beck, you know?
Well, then what happened after that? Well, then what happened after that? Your brother said, call the captain.
Well, it's stupid ass, he didn't have his tags right or his registration, so they just ended up giving him tickets and, you know, a tailgating ticket.
Tailgating? And not even at the Raider game, dog. Back in black, fool.
Wow. Your brother's crazy. Is he a cop now or La Provincia somewhere?
That's who's a security officer, dog.
Where at, dog? Where at, bro? First flight?
Somewhere in Koreatown.
Top flight? Top flight security?
Top flight? Yeah.
Damn, your brother, your brother brought out the badge too soon, bro.
They started kicking the door and shit.
Are you serious, fool?
Yeah, they started, like, I'm a big dude, so, and he has a little car.
How big, dog?
So I was a passenger, and he couldn't get into his paperwork. So he told one cop, like, hey, can he get out the car so I can get the paperwork from the glove compartment? And one of them said, yeah, but the other fool didn't listen. So when I opened the door, they just kicked the shit out of it and put a gun to my head. They're like, don't move. And then everybody started freaking the fuck out.
Oh, there were more than two people in the car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you guys had the whole SWAT team in the car, huh?
They all showed up. It was like, after that, 10 cars showed up, and it was crazy.
Damn, and your brother couldn't go to the academy no more after that, obviously, huh?
Nah, he didn't.
He was picked up to be a Charlie's Angels.
Hey, was there any Mexican cops there being dicks or what?
Yeah. They're the ones that are like, what are you fools doing out here? It's 2 a.m. What are you guys doing?
Tailgating.
Like, mariachi, looking for a song.
we're coming from work and that, and he also lived in a neighborhood that wasn't so safe.
Fuck, dude, traviesos over here.
Damn, man. So your brother's got a security guard somewhere.
In Koreatown.
We used to be a security at the Club Nokia. We seen you a few times there.
The Last Comic Standing, huh?
Last Comic Standing, bro. And I did that show
with
Last
Voodoo. Comic Standing, and then the Ty Rivera one. It was like a Mexican showcase.
Hey, bro, how crazy did I look? How did my eyes look, bro? I'm still trying to remember that day.
Like that first one, that Ty Rivera one, you were fucked.
You threw water all over yourself.
I threw water on myself, bro, on stage, because I was falling asleep during my set.
You threw water at yourself. Like, you was with this girl the whole night, and you kept, like, just walking around and, like,
my wife.
Just pointing at all right. All
right. Yeah, man, I wasn't a good one, bro. I was trying to stay awake.
You were pointing at people, and you're like, hey, you, I don't give a fuck what everybody else is saying about you. You're cool in my book.
This one remembers, dude. Damn, dude. Memories over here, dog.
Yeah, man, it was a bad night, man. My wife was my wife fell asleep somewhere. Once she saw me, okay, he's alive. If I passed out. Wow, thanks for calling, bro. Thanks for reminiscing those times, bro. I don't do those things no more, bro. I get enough sleep now.
And sharing your stories, fucking Netzer.
Thanks for sharing that story about your brother, man. You know what's crazy? We have another comedian friend that he wanted to be a sheriff, right? And he went to go apply this and that, and then when they found out, when they did the background check, his mom had used a fake social security card through his whole life. So he was like the man from Uncle.
That's his story. You got to really get down to what really happened and why he got kicked out of the academy.
I know, huh?
But that's the story so far.
He'll probably try to pull over Montebello police. But thanks for calling, bro.
That's hell yeah, Nasser. Be cool, dog. Keep representing, dog.
Give us a yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I think he hung up.
Yeah, man.
How fat was this fool, dog?
Dog. How fucking stupid are? How crazy are you, bro? Hey,
oh my, that's a death wish, fool. I've been going to
police academy. I know these cops. I'm gonna tailgate them.
This fool said, "Call the captain, dog." The fuck up, freeze, dude. Fuck I remember that.
When Willie Barcena told me, dude, that he was at the hop.
This crazy ass.
And
story
he was just
here.
Talking to the police officer, like, "Yeah, man, I'm going to the academy right now, and I'm trying to be a cop, you know." But he wasn't really a comedian yet. But you're trying to be a cop. And he said that he was just talking to the cops, and there was like a shootout, like a walk from in a parking lot somewhere. And all the cop ran over there, and the fool got the mic, the radio. Officer needs assistance right now. Hey, man, it's just going crazy right now, man. It's going down. And he hangs up, full helicopter show up. Everybody showed up. And they have Willie like on the side, you know, with handcuffs. And he goes, I was just trying to, I thought they were going to give me like the key to the city, bro. I thought they were going to make me like a hero, give me a plaque or something, you know?
A plaque. Did that fool get arrested or what the fuck happened? No, or they let him go?
They held him till everybody left and they got the fucking whole report and they let him go, he said.
Oh my God, dude. This fool over here trying to get involved like a good Samaritan, dog.
It's funny, man. If you grew up in a neighborhood like that guy grew up in a neighborhood, man, fools stare at the cops who live in the neighborhood, huh?
Hell
like,
yeah.
Even if you're doing good, you just mad dog or motherfucker pulling somebody over. Or even if you're not doing nothing, man, you could be safe. You just got to give the cops a shout out of respect.
A little look.
You could be getting married, hey, man. Would you take Lisa to be your wife? Hold on, man. Let the fucking cops pass by first. Yeah, over here looking at us and shit. Okay, let them go. I see cops at Starbucks, and I just mad dog them for no reason, man. They could be good. They're all good. Some of them are good cops, you know. But I don't know why, man. I just got to tell somebody, don't fuck around, man. You're fucking putting too much sugar in your coffee, dog. The cops over there. How come you trying to tell me the cops are there? Because the cops are there, bro. Stop fucking around. Stop trying to be funny, bro. The cops are right there.
The cops are like the kukui, dog.
I know,
fuck
man.
That,
like, you got to straighten up.
Shit, fuck. You never know,
you got to remember what fake name you're saying. The police will pull me over, bro, and I will tell my friend, bro, don't forget my name is Angel Esparza, and I was born December 19, 1969, motherfuckers. And then my brother Angel get pulled over. My name is Fernando Esparza.
Oh, what
dude,
a
I don't
dick,
know if I mentioned
dog.
This one time. My brother used my other brother's ID when he got arrested.
Clean record,
clean
everything.
Record,
fucking
bro. Clean
punk,
record.
Dog.
He gets arrested for crack. He fucking locked up in fucking county jail. When they release him, it's time for him to go to court. He doesn't show up, of course. Why should he? That's not a real name. So then my brother Fernando gets pulled over for a random ticket somewhere. Oh, man, we've been looking for you.
Warrant.
He couldn't prove his innocence. He went all the way to Eloy, Arizona. He was locked up with
FISAs.
You're
fucking lying, dog.
My gay brother, locked up with FISAs. He said that he met a guy there that was locked up with me in rehab named Danny. And because Danny had my back the whole time. He said, yeah, man. As soon as that guy saw my last name, he said, "Aren't you Felipe Esparza's brother?" Yeah, I was locked up with him in rehab. I was his boy the whole time they were there. And my brother's gay as hell, bro. But that motherfucker must have manned up quick in there, huh?
Dude, fuck. How long did he spend locked up?
Probably like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Because of that fool using his identity, fool?
You have to prove it.
Did they clear it off?
They cleared it off. But imagine, bro, you have no money. Who's going to believe you? It ain't me.
Fucking
I didn't do
no
that.
No one, dog.
You know, it's nothing, bro. He hasn't been a citizen.
That's
yet.
Why they took him to Eloy?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
They were trying to take away his green card status. Because when you're like, I don't know when that law came in.
You can't fuck around. Yeah. Fuck,
that's crazy,
dude.
Huh?
Pobre vato, dog.
And my mom still says, no diga de eso tu hermano. Don't say that about your brother. He has problems.
I'm about to hit this fool with the fucking...
I'm about to hit
microwave,
her with
dog.
A fucking old school 1980s yellow pages, bro.
Oh, it's hard having kids, dog.
Imagine, bro.
Fuck, dude.
So if you're out there, man, they don't tell you this, man. Identity theft does not happen by your neighbors. It doesn't happen. You know, it's a relative using your name. It's a goodness.
You know what's crazy saying identity theft? I seen the Wall Street Journal yesterday. On the IRS, 330,000 names got compromised, dude, in this last week. They got hacked. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, man. They also hacked Ashley Madison.
Fuck, get ready for all those divorces, dog.
A lot of husbands are fucking pissed off. They thought their shit was private.
Not no more.
I don't
dog.
Think, man, anything that you gotta apply for, it can't be private no more.
Nah, like, it's all just like
you,
bro. Cloud,
like, just like when you say you're not gonna go into that medicinal shop with ID. Because once you go in, they already know.
Yeah, fool, and then it's attached. Dude, somebody has your information, dude. They're saying that a lot of the shit that our employees that get pissed and they'll grab that shit and they'll fucking sell that shit. That's why you get those phone calls, people trying to sell you shit. Somebody sold your information. Same thing like junk mail now, junk emails and bullshit ass junk calls, dog. People trying to sell you shit.
Like, if you want
to
live off the grid, people, don't even apply for Ralph's card or a Bonds card.
Hell no.
Any kind of card where you got to put your name. You don't actually need that shit. You know, they're not really saving you no money. You know, and if you get arrested for a DUI later on and you just say, I wasn't drinking, they could always go back to Ralph's and find out what the fuck you bought. This was like a guy who said they weren't drinking, but they checked the receipts at Ralph's Market and they were like, oh, motherfucker, what you bought? 2 40-ouncers, a pack of cigarettes, condoms at 3:30 in the morning. Right now it's fucking 4:15. You're fucking still driving. Where's the fucking alcohol? You drank it already?
It's in my system. That's what happens with fools. When you get busted for something big, you're just going to go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Look at your past, dog. It's all popping up.
I'm pretty sure, too, man, you're fucking driving. You fucking hit a city light post or a fucking stop sign. They'll go back. It'll go through your wallet. Motherfucker has a weed license. Test him right now.
Oh, yeah. All that shit.
Test him.
Yeah, dude. They're just all clues, dog. Whatever you give them, dude, more ammo against your ass if you get popped, you know?
Yeah, man. Like my credit card, dude, there's an alert probably on my debit card every week now. Somebody out there trying to buy something more than me.
Oh, so they. Whenever, like, I've been tripping out because fucking I lost my wallet that one time. Still haven't got my fucking license in the mail.
How much money do you have inside?
I had, dude, fucking $60, dog.
Oh, a whole eighth.
And then that motherfucker fucking bought a tank of gas with my credit card, but whatever, dude.
He didn't use the cash?
Oh, fuck. They probably used it on something else, dog. Fucking, they probably went to go see the NWA movie, dog. But, dude, fucking, I get those alerts now when I'm in Arizona or even Oklahoma. Did you know, fucking a text? I'm like, yeah, that's me. All right. But it's even for like shit that's 10, 15 bucks.
Oh, you're traveling. That's what
dude. Yeah. But it's kind of good, though. At first, I thought it was annoying, but now that way you can fucking know, dog. I mean, because motherfuckers out there don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I had an alert when I was traveling from Oklahoma to, like, when I went from Dallas to Oklahoma. By the time I got to the Oklahoma airport, my car stopped working already because there was too much traveling for this card. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, fucking motherfucker getting a card, buying shit on the way and fucking, you know, on his fucking little crime spree or whatever the fuck. But it's safer that way, though.
Yeah, man. Something happened. Your car didn't work here for the $7. Oh, really? But it worked earlier to pay for that fucking rental car.
He's getting all impatient and shit. Calm down, sir.
What's up, fool?
Hell yeah.
Upcoming shows. Improv. I'll be at the Brea Improv this weekend, August 20 to the 23rd. 3 shows already sold out. Harrah's Resort in Valley Center, August 28th with Alonzo Bowden, That Fan, Jimmy Schubert.
That's right, Jimmy Schubert.
San Jose Improv, September 4th through the 6th, people. Also, Denver Comedy Works, September 23 to the 26th. If there are any small business owners there in Colorado, in Denver, who want to help promote the show, these Denver shows at Comedy Works, email us at fans@felipesworld.com and I will comp you 2 tickets for either Thursday or Wednesday, or 2 tickets for you, man, and a guest for helping promote. Like if you have a business or like somewhere where a lot of people walk in, we'll put a physical place, like somewhere where I could hang up a Felipe Esparza at Denver Comedy Works poster where people could see it. Now, if you have a business, man, where you got to clean houses.
Leave one in the restroom.
You got to fucking walk around with a vacuum cleaner somewhere. We don't need you. Oh, we got another call. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? What you fool's up to?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
This is Juan from City Terrace.
What's up, Lance from City Terrace, bro? You went to El Sereno, huh?
Oh, yeah, I went to Wilson High School, yeah.
Damn,
bro. What's up, big dog? Did you see Straight Outta Compton?
Oh, yeah, most dev, dog.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fucking good. I just thought they made Dre too hard, so I was like, ain't no way Dre was fucking standing up to Suge Knight like that, fam.
I know, right? Because in the Dre story, on the E! Network, he said that Suge Knight went to his house, knocked on his door, and asked for the masters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, ain't no way this was acting all hard, breaking up the party and shit. I'm like, no way, man. That's what he does in the movie.
I know, man. They should have shown more people getting slapped in the face.
I guess he got cut off, too.
What's up, fool?
Not Liz, City Terrorist, dog.
City Terrorist, man. The homie.
Oh, he's back.
He's back, cocksuckers.
Like a roach. You can't kill him.
He's back. Man. What's up, fool? Sorry, you were gone earlier. Man, but I bet back then the days, bro, in 1990, man, police was in high alert in that neighborhood where you grew up, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, most deaf. But it was police activity all the time.
Fucking helicopters.
Because the ghetto birds going.
Sheriff and LAPD? Both?
Yeah, sheriff. There's a sheriff here. Well, that's who we got. People would always go buck wild. Like, I remember one time the neighbor kid, like, because that dude had, like, six boys and, like, five of them were, like, in a gang or in some bullshit. And the homie just straight up crashed into one of the houses down here. And then the cops are trying to beat this fool, but his dad comes out with a shotgun. He's like, hey, sir, this is an equal, dog. And I was like, oh, fuck, shit's about to get real, sir. But luckily, one of the neighbors, he's like, he messes with the sheriff, so he was like, nah, it's cool. This dude's just on his medication. But, yeah, that shit was crazy, man.
Didn't shoot that fool?
No, they didn't, because the neighbor, he raises, like, German shepherds for the police.
Yeah.
So he'll take care of, like, old German shepherds that are retired, and he raises some of the litters and stuff. So, like, he knows them, but, yeah, they were about to.
Damn.
And I was like, that fool's got balls to just pull out a shotgun, dog. I was like, dude.
Those old veteranos, dog, they don't play, fool.
That fool thought he was in the rancho.
he did, straight up, fool. That fool was on his rocking chair waiting for the cops to come because he knew as soon as his son crashed the car, he was like, strap up, dog.
Damn.
And I was like, fuck, this fool's get crazy out here.
And then right there by City Terrace, you guys are around the corner from the sheriff's headquarters right there on the little hill off the Eastern.
Yeah. See, I live over here by City Terrace. I'm on.
Shit got cut off, dog.
Well, thanks for calling, fool.
All right,
you're back.
No problem.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for that crazy-ass story, man. Oh, yeah, damn. Bro.
No, yeah. And then I was calling in because the homie called in too.
Hell yeah, dog.
It sounded like you're swimming, bro.
We're out here, dog.
But we're at the Easy pool party, dog.
Damn, bro. I remember, man. I used to go to that park when I was little, Hazard Park, and I used to get on that big slide. Is that slide still there?
They've been remodeled.
Which one? The one at City Terrace Park?
Off of Soda?
No, the one at Hazard Park. It was to be a big rocket with two hands.
It's up Soda, right across the 10. Right,
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Nah, they took this shit down, dog.
I remember that park. Used to have a train used to go through the park, man.
Back in the days.
Back in the day, yeah. My mom used to play softball there, but then she stopped.
It is funny, though.
There was a drive-by one time, friend. She's like, nah, fuck that.
Fuck that. I'm going to go home and make tortillas instead of throwing curves.
Right, bro?
Fast pitch, dog. It was all laughing.
She was in a league of her own.
There's no crying in softball. Damn.
Hazard's always been active too, like, man.
Llamaron la ponchava y pinches balazos.
La ponchava. Oh, yeah.
That's why you strike someone out, fool. You just call up the homie like, hey, fool, drive by, fool. We can't strike them out, fool.
Do a little drive-by, bro. She's about to throw a no-hitter on the homies.
Right, fool. You gotta call up the homies like, nah, fool. We can't let this just slide for H, fool.
Hey, hell man, yeah. I bet that family that was living with you with the six brothers, I bet those fools were always fighting each other, huh?
Oh, most definitely. Sometimes you just have to go outside, fool. You get your little popcorn going, some hot Cheetos, fool, and you just watch them from fight each other, dog.
Who said hot Cheetos, dog?
I know, man. And then you can't break it up because then they all jump you.
That was the thing, though. Like, that was the first thing I learned, fool. It's like, you're like, hey, fool, why you fools fighting? They're like, dude, the fuck do you care, fool? And then now you're the one catching them, fool.
What the fuck do you care? No te metas, wey.
Well, thanks for calling, fool.
Hell yeah, fool. City Terrace finest over here. Juan, dog.
Yeah, fool. Juan, City Terrace right here, fool.
Give us a yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, bro.
Later, dog. Be cool.
Be cool, man. I'll tell your mom to sell my softball, bro. What's up, fool?
We're doing your Denver dates?
One more time, man. If there are any small business owners there in Denver, Colorado, who want to help promote our Denver shows, email us at fans@philippesworld.com. But you got to have a business where a lot of traffic, like somewhere where we could hang up a poster, you know, somewhere where people could pass out flyers, you know, somewhere where there's a lot of people walking around, like a gun store or or a weed shop or somewhere like that. And
absolutely.
That's it, man. September 23rd. Denver Comedy Works. What's up, fool?
I wanted to give a couple shout-outs to the people that went to the show on Dice House. Lisandro, IG0129 on Instagram, El Cibernético, Victor Campos, Strange Music Box, Mr. Balls out of Oxnard, Oxnard's Finest right there, and Ed Lakers, man. Thank you very much. And shout-out to the comedians, Mondo, Rolando, Pops, and Chepo. Dick.
I don't remember his name, man, but there was this fat-ass fool at West Valley that showed up with a Crab Feast t-shirt. And he said, listen to me on a podcast.
Oh, yeah, dude? This fool. That's funny, dog.
Dirty-ass t-shirt, bro. With fucking burrito stains.
Fucking Mac and Meal, the Thanksgiving shirt, dog.
I'm proud to wear the podcast shirt, dog.
Hell yeah, fool. That's
tight. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, fool.
All right, fool.